Dr. John Braccio is the director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing, and it's time for Speaking Psychological on the Tony Kelly Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Check out Dr. John Braccio's website at drjohnb.com. It's very, very cool, very interesting information he has about just how to handle our heads better and how to help others handle their own heads. Dr. Braccio, how are you?
Well, much better today than I was at Northwestern in that frigid weather for 3.5 hours.
I saw the Facebook posting of you, and I felt pretty comfortable on my big chair in front of my big screen TV in the fireplace, by the fireplace.
I think that was a reasonable alternative. There must have been 30,000 Michigan State people in that stadium, though. It was really kind of overwhelming to see all the Spartans over there, but it was as cold as I can remember in terms of at a sporting event. But when you win and you're going to a championship game, it kind of makes it all psychologically much better.
Watching this Michigan State football team reminds me of a book I read by Hakeem Olajuwon, the NBA Hall of Fame player who was a center at Houston. And I remember he was talking about the journey to the championship, and he said the journey was hell, but it was worth it in winning two NBA championships, and you have to enjoy the journey. So those tough days, you have to enjoy them with vigor.
Absolutely true. In order to achieve anything in life, it takes a lot of effort. Like a fellow like Cabrera, it looks pretty easy when he hits those home runs, but you can be sure there's been, up to this point, a lifetime of practicing, picking up bats, hitting, working at things, and that's just part of what success is in any activity, whether you're, you know, doing concrete work, whether you're doing radio work, whether you're a football player, whatever it is. Success comes with hard work, and when the going gets tough, you've got to be tough and keep going is what it amounts to. That
well,
is true.
Dr. Braccio, as you know, I coach youth football and basketball, and in many cases, I'm coaching kids mentally. Physically, they have all the tools, but in their head, they have anxiety. They worry that they're going to fail. They make a mistake, and they carry that with them. They remember what happened last game. And so I find myself being a Dr. Braccio, being a Dr. Phil, trying to encourage, trying to instill confidence. But anxiety can really hold you back, not only on the athletic field or on court, but in work or in anything you're trying to achieve.
Well, psychologically, you're absolutely right. Anxiety is clearly an inhibitor. It stops people. It brings in the what-if-ing, what if this happens, and they remember what's happened in the past. And if we live in the past and we're worrying that these negative things might happen again, there really is no present and there's no future because there's just worrying. And I think, if you're playing sports, as an example, if you miss the ball and pass is thrown to you, as an example, if we're talking football, you have to be ready to try again. You can't worry, I know I'm going to drop this, because if you keep knowing you're going to drop it, you will. And it's true, and as a coach, your job is to try to get the players confident and let them know, regardless of what they did, they have the skill sets, they can do it, they can develop them better, work at it, work, and good things are going to happen. I really believe that that is true. The old Perlis adage, you know, work hard, shut up, you know, and good things are going to happen. And I think to some degree that's still a good adage to move forward. I think that's a good idea.
Well, how can we help our business owners and managers with anxiety, especially when they're going to have to take a chance? They're going to have to put it out there to grow their business or to even start a business.
I think a lot of it is, again, controlling what you think. You first of all, you have to make good decisions. You have to be a good thinker. You need to be willing to take advice from people, seek out advice from people that are helpful to you, that know the area that you're trying to make decisions in, and then you plan, you look ahead, you look at all the resources you have, you look at the energy you have, you look at all the components that go in to making you successful. whether you're a salesperson, whether you're the sales manager, whether you are a person putting documents together, whatever it might be, and then based on the best available information, based on a good logical plan, you move forward. Now, that doesn't mean there isn't going to be anxiety, because anxiety can be very positive if it's the type of thing that motivates and moves you forward. If anxiety overwhelms you and you don't make good decisions and you're fearful of reaching out and talking to people for they might reject you or they might give you bad advice if you don't trust people, then you're not going to be successful. So you do need to have a plan to reduce anxiety, which really means you make good decisions, you move forward. If you're the manager, you try to instill confidence, willingness to talk and communicate with employees. If you're the employee, you have to know what the manager wants. You have to know the goal of the organization, the mission of the organization, and you have to be willing to work hard, go forward, and not get overwhelmed with what-ifing. Otherwise, you will be a personal disaster and your work won't be successful at all.
Dr. John Braccio is the Director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. We've been speaking psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. You want to get a little boost? Check out Dr. Braccio's website at drjohnb.com. All of us need a little poke of encouragement and positive reinforcement, don't we, Dr. B?
Well, hey, that's if we want to move forward, let's onward, upward, and be like we're on that wave coming into North Beach in Hawaii with that sun kissing on us, and, hey, it's going to be a better life.
We'll see you soon, Dr. Braccio. Thanks so much.
Okay, my friend. Bye-bye.